Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Virtual Reality Church.
Welcome to our virtual church.
Is there some type of way for a virtual congregation?
You're not a congregation if you don't congregate.
When you combine this access with the loss of the local, I become my own confession, and I go around the world wide web listening for echoes that say back to me what I've already decided to believe.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I want to say grace to you, all of you who are at the Shepherd's Conference. For me, it's the highlight of the year. So you have to know my disappointment in coming to you through video.
This is Wretched Radio. That, of course, is the all-familiar voice of one Dr. John MacArthur, who is out of the hospital. He's sitting in his study at home, delivering a video to last week's Shepherd's Conference because he was not able to attend his own pastor's conference for the first time in 4 decades, hard to imagine. There was a dry eye in the house. Dr. John MacArthur's ministry, I think by almost any measurement, has been perhaps the most substantial ministry in the last 100 years, certainly in America. It's hard to imagine somebody who has done more. The seminary, Masters University, which we love, Masters Academy International, which we love all of those things. Grace to you, Grace Community Church, the commentaries. We look at his life and rightly we see God's work, not John MacArthur's work, God's work through a man named John MacArthur that he chose to do a lot of stuff. But I believe there is a question that we do well to consider as we hear these words from Dr. John MacArthur and we consider the unbelievable output of one guy. Here's the question for you. Who's going to get more rewards? Dr. John MacArthur or you? You most likely, I think, responded just reflexively, said, well, he is. Didn't you just hear the resume, all the stuff that he's done? He's done more than I have. Not so fast. Are you sure that is the standard by which God judges and dispenses rewards? We need to remember how God goes about the business of giving rewards to his faithful servants. Because if we don't, I think we will have fallen into really just a dualistic trap. Oh, it's the amount. That's what counts. How many things you've done. Not according to the Bible. 1 Corinthians 3 and 4 talks about the works that we do on this earth. They'll either be burned up on our passage into heaven or they'll be brought in. So the question is, well, what's the standard? Well, the text tells us that there are two, in this instance, two metrics which God uses. Number one, accuracy. Did you do things rightly? Did you do things biblically? Now, please note, I'm not talking about ministry because if you think I'm just talking to pastors compared to, say, John MacArthur, I'm not. I'm talking about parishioner, pastor. I'm talking about all of us. Did you do what God has assigned you to do rightly, biblically? That's going to be a standard. The other standard is going to be motivation. Why did you do what you do? What caused you to be patient with your kids when you were raising them, to not complain when money was tight, to go to the job that you just weren't nuts about? Don't be dualistic. Those things count in God's economy. You don't have to be a pastor of a church in order for God to take a look at your works and consider them to be, air quotes, religious. That is dualism in its worst form, that we think that only pastoral ministry, well, otherwise I'm just doing stuff. I'm just coaching soccer. I just go teach at school. Hold it, not so fast. That is simply not the way that God does it. He looks at your life and he looks at your accuracy, he looks at your faithfulness, he looks at your motivation, and that is the standard by which you will be judged. And that means your rewards could actually exceed John MacArthur's. Now, the point is not to call into question the motivation of John MacArthur. Clearly, that's not what I'm after here. The point, however, is that we mustn't be deceived when it comes to doing stuff for the Lord. John MacArthur accomplished a ton of things, but so have you. The church is going to recognize and identify his works when we finally say goodbye for the last time to John MacArthur. But don't be deceived. You're working for the Lord too. And you can be rewarded too. And you can receive crowns too. And it's not just religious service. It's faithfulness. It's accuracy. It's your motivation. Why am I doing this? Why am I changing this diaper without being sour about it? That is God's economy. And that should encourage all of us. We should take a look at the really staggering accomplishments of John MacArthur. And I know that he would affirm this. If we think that it was John accomplishing all of those things, he would slap our wrists and tell us not a chance, that it was God working through him. John MacArthur presenting a video to the Shepherds Conference last week. And it's kind of a sad day, isn't it? It's going to be strange when he finally finishes what he's going to describe as his last lap.
It really came down to being the only option because I haven't had such a speedy recovery as I hoped to have. I feel great. I just lost a lot of strength by being 7 weeks in the hospital.
But I'm glad he feels great. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video, which is out on the internet, I suspect it's had over 1 million views by now. When immediately I saw it at 500,000. His color is good. He actually looks like John MacArthur. It's just the hospital kind of drained it out of him. Is that the way that's supposed to work?
I mean, it's the hospital that can kill you. You can survive the illness. If you can survive the hospital, then you've won on every level. It took a toll on me physically, so I'm seeing physical therapists and trainers and trying to get back as soon as possible.
That's just... He's just not going to quit. He's just not... He might be on his last lap, but he's still on the track and he's determined to go home strong. Perhaps that's something else that we might take to heart as we hear the words of John MacArthur. Are we on the track at all? Are we running the race? Are we trying to get to the finish line and do what the Puritans would call die well? That you get there and it's like, all right, you don't end your life with a sigh. It's a homegoing and you are thrilled to be taking your next breath in heaven. It's dying well. That is an art we don't consider very much these days. And John MacArthur, quite honestly, he's modeling it.
And the message on my heart, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity to give it to you. So we printed it up in a booklet. The good news is you don't have to listen to me.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to take notes.
Yeah, right.
Because you're going to get the sermon in a booklet form. I just know how much I miss being at Shepherd's Conference. I love the fellowship.
Yep.
I love the preaching.
Yep.
I especially love the singing.
Yep.
Every aspect of it.
If I can imagine what singing would be like in heaven, Shepherd's Conference. You've got 3,500 men in a room coming very close to yelling. They're so enthusiastic about singing praises.
And the camaraderie and fellowship and meeting
people. Yeah, all great.
is always a highlight.
Yep.
So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness and being a part of Shepherd's Conference. I'll be praying for you and asking the Lord to bless in an unusual way and sharpen all of us for whatever the Lord has for us in the future. I realize I'm on the last lap. That takes on a new meaning when you know you're on the short end of the candle. Mm-hmm. But I am all thanks and praise to God for everything He's allowed me to be a part of and everything He's accomplished by His word.
There it is. It's not John MacArthur's resume. He was the instrument, a faithful instrument. God is the source of all of that good work.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Deep sigh, heavy heart perhaps, and yet filled with gratitude for God's faithfulness, working through that man, accomplishing so much through that man, and giving us a model of what it looks like. Shouldn't be surprised. To die well. This is Wretched Radio.
Marriage, parenting, mental health, cultural engagement. The challenges facing today's Christians aren't getting any simpler. But at Fortis Institute, we believe God's Word provides the clarity you need. That's why we brought together some of Christianity's most trusted voices under one roof. If you want practical marriage wisdom, Brad Bickney's Thrive podcast delivers biblical solutions that work. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression, Greg Gifford's Transformed brings biblical counseling straight to your ears. And if you're looking for authentic manhood, Adam Tyson's Way of Manhood cuts through the cultural noise. Plus, get daily insights from our team of fellows, including exclusive Gary Varvel cartoons that'll make your day. This isn't just another ministry. It's your daily source for biblical strength and wisdom. And if you want to stay informed about private events and exclusive content, become a Fortis Insider today, all at fortisinstitute.org. Fortis Institute, because standing firm doesn't mean standing alone.
The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. I mean, you've probably noticed that we're different from our daily podcasts like Integrated with Dr. John Krotz or Thrive with Pastor Brad Bickney. We're bringing together some of the most trusted voices in Christianity to help you and your local church thrive. But here's the thing. This mission, well, it takes resources, and that's where you come in. By becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just supporting a ministry, you're investing in the spiritual fortification of countless believers and local churches across the nation. So will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, and together we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Books of the Bible. The book of Ecclesiastes is a philosophical and poetic reflection on life. The author teaches that no matter what, all men die and face God's judgment. Life, then, is full of vanity and despair. Anything that is pursued for its own sake is meaningless. But if we pursue God above all else, we can enjoy even mundane things as gifts from God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Get out your day timer. We've got some news. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, do you even know what a day timer is? Probably not.
A planner?
That's what it is.
Okay.
You actually write it down.
Whether
you got a calendar and you zip it closed and you open it up when you need to write down another date. Wow. Have we got some stuff going on? Great news. It's all free. Really excited about a new Fortis Institute webinar. It's Thursday, March 13th. Tim Challies, Comforting Those Who Mourn. You know that Tim lost his son, who, by the way, oh, man. Whew. You want to read something hard? Pretty much anything Tim writes about his boy who died. How many years? Wow, the time just zooms, doesn't it? He would be 25 today if he were still with us and not in heaven. Tim's writing at Challies.com, just profoundly moving. A dad who can't help but still be sad and yet rejoicing that his son is born again and in heaven. He's going to help us to comfort those who mourn. Maybe you need that comfort. Maybe you need to comfort somebody who is mourning a loss. This is a free webinar. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. You can find it on the YouTube machine. You can go to fortisplus.org. And you will learn. He's got several different men that are going to be joining him. Oh boy, get ready. It's going to be a heavy one. Because these men lost children too. One of them, I believe, was cancer. The other was a drowning accident. Oh, doesn't get much heavier than that, does it? Comforting Those Who Mourn, Thursday, March 13th, 9 p.m. I got to tell you, that's going to be must viewing. Because if you've never had to comfort somebody who's mourning, you will. And this will equip you to do just that. And as long as we're talking about free stuff, irrefutable proof of creation with Jason Lyle. He's going to be in studio March 21 and 22 here in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you'd like to come to that taping, 10 lectures. You can come Friday night or Saturday morning or both. Sign up. FortisInstitute.org/creation. We're trying to figure out a way to get more chairs in because, needless to say, it's kind of popular. Did I mention it's free? FortisInstitute.org/Christian. There's more on... Jimmy!
Yes?
This is worse than an infomercial. Okay, G3 National Conference. The subject is faith. That's September 11th through 13th. Okay. Now, this is just a good deal. If you use the code FORTIS, F-O-R-T-I-S, all caps, FORTIS, you get 30% off. That's a pretty good deal right there. F-O-R-T-I-S, when you go to the G3 conference machine, sign up. And Jimmy, I know that there might possibly be somebody that's going to be added to the roster before the conference actually happens. But I can't mention Phil Johnson's name, so that's no promise. It's no guarantee. I'm just saying there's rumors. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. That would be such a delight. You can visit G3 and then use FORTIS for the discount. You're kidding me. There's another thing on this list. I'm dying in here. You can pre-order Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. We're going to be spending some time in that book because I'm telling you, helpful. This is it. Okay, I'm close to it. So I could be... I could be like the meme Jimmy created the other day. The talk show host is never...
Wrong.
But I think this book could really alter the conversation in evangelical circles if enough people read it. That's crucial. How might there be a groundswelling in evangelical churches that say, we're done with secular psychology. We're just done with it. There's a better way. We're going to go back and do it the way that the church has done it for millennia. We're going to let the Bible counsel people. That is who is the chief counselor, the Holy Spirit working through his word. And it is profound what the Lord can do for people through his word, rightly applied. And this book, I think, is going to expose the secular mental health industrial complex. And it's going to cause a lot of people to go, maybe we don't need to go to the professionals. Maybe we don't need psychotropic medication. Maybe, just maybe, this is one of the most joyful thoughts. And I think it was Greg. Do you remember when he was on perhaps a number of months ago? And we were talking about these issues, of course, because that's his lane. And he does the Transform podcast, which is just rocking. All of the podcasts, please go check them out. They're all free at Fortis Plus or wherever you do your podcast business, because they're just sound and they're pastoral and they're not stupid. and they're not kind of the new model. Do you know what the new model of podcast is? I'll do my impression of it. Okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Are we... okay, so we got the thing going already?
Yeah.
Okay. So, dude, you got a haircut.
I do.
Okay. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about the... what was that we were going to talk about today? Prepare! Do your job! All of these are professional and they just go. So you get fed really fast. And Greg does the Transform podcast. And when he was on with us a couple of months ago, and we were talking about kids with ADHD, maybe they just, that's their personality. What a joyful thought. Okay, I get it. They got the squiggles. I understand that and how it can be a little bit difficult sometimes as a parent. But what if it's just their personality? That's the way God made them. All of a sudden, you don't have this medical, even though it's not, this pseudoscience label slapped on your kid that they've got some sort of disorder. Instead, you've got a personality trait that simply needs to be massaged and worked with in our current cultural context. We were watching a dog show. That's as exciting as it gets in the Friel household. Although we did watch the Eichmann trial. Woof. That was fun. You can go find that, I think, on Amazon Prime, I think. Adolf Eichmann and his trial in 1960. It lasted for like 18, went on for forever. Who, Foreigner, would go, he's the one who's cold as ice, right there. He is just an icicle. As they watched even how the Jewish people were treated in World War II, and he just looked like a painting. It was like, whoa, that's scarier than those awful movies they make these days to try to scare you. And I heard a statistic that I did not know about. I think we've all heard 6 million Jews died in World War II courtesy of the extermination efforts of these National Socialist Party. But do you know how many Jews there were in Europe at the time? About 10.5 million. In other words, they passed the halfway mark. They were literally wiping out an entire people group. And this guy played a role in it, and he tried to get away with, well, it was just what I was commanded to do. Well, guess what? If you could escape to Argentina after the war, you could have escaped to Argentina during the war and not done something wicked, even though it was under a command. If just absolutely as evil as can be imagined. But that's not the video that we're talking about. It was a dog video, and this young lady had come back from, not Argentina, but it begins with not Azerbaijan, Afghanistan. That's the place right there. And she said, I've been officially labeled with PTSD. And I went, So there you are. You're slotted. You've got it. And now everything in your life is viewed through that filter and lens. And so she had to have a dog. And look, I'm all for using tools to help. And I know this sounds just dreadful. Every time I say it, I'm like, ugh, I just hate this. But nevertheless, it's a truism. When these people that are struggling from a moral wound, from seeing things that they shouldn't, from being under the pressure, terrified to die from a sniper's bullet, and they're struggling and they use a dog to get them through. Oh, okay. Okay. Consider that a blessing from God. But here it comes. God doesn't want a dog to be your support system. He wants to be your support system. He wants to be the one to get you through. And by the way, he does it better than a dog. I'm not dissing dogs. They're a blessing. But they're not our ultimate support. God is. Lies. My therapist told me. You can find it, pre-order it at fortis.org/lies. Are we done with all the infomercials? Soink Scoob. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Alliance Defending Freedom is taking aim at the Biden administration's weaponization of government against conservatives, filing Freedom of Information Act requests with the Treasury Department, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. The Alliance Defending Freedom is investigating how Biden's Treasury ordered banks to flag transactions containing terms like Trump or MAGA and even scrutinize customers who purchased religious texts. Big banks and big tech are just as threatening to freedom as Big Brother, according to the legal counsel of the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Colorado's so-called conversion therapy ban, which effectively censors counselors from having certain conversations with their clients. Again, the Alliance Defending Freedom is involved here. They brought the case on behalf of a Colorado Springs counselor who faces fines up to $5,000 and loss of her license for discussing alternatives to gender transition. Yeah, when government officials start dictating what can be said in private conversations, we've moved completely from governance to thought control. Meanwhile, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has issued a notice warning hospitals about the dangers of gender transition procedures for minors. The agency noted that 85% of children with gender dysphoria, over 300,000 between the ages of 13 and 17, naturally outgrow the condition, yet thousands have received irreversible treatments. The notice observes that America is now an outlier as countries like the UK, Sweden, and Finland have restricted such interventions, recommending psychotherapy instead. The good news for taxpayers as the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard have stopped funding abortion travel. The Department of Navy announced it will no longer provide paid leave or reimburse travel expenses for service members seeking abortions, aligning with the Department of Defense's broader policy change. On The View, Whoopi Goldberg recently used an appearance by Dylan Mulvaney to defend males competing in women's sports. Mulvaney, who rose to fame documenting his transition into what many consider a caricature of womanhood, appeared on the show and Goldberg mocked concerns about fairness, suggesting that objections assume women are weak. She further claimed God doesn't make mistakes, which I agree with, seemingly missing the irony of that entire concept of being born in the wrong body. Catholics in Kansas and the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property are fighting to stop a satanic black mass, which is scheduled for later this month at the Kansas State Capitol. A petition with over 22,000 signatures urges the Democratic governor to intervene. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like plenary verbal inspiration. God inspired every word of Scripture, guiding the human authors as they wrote without violating each man's personality and writing style. In the Bible, we have the very word of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. Tell your lies, tell your sweet little lies.
This is Wretched Radio. Oodles, oh lies, for your consideration today, starting with the deceptive narrative. No, it's not deceptive. It's a downright dishonest narrative that blames you and me, dear Christian, for the high suicide rate of people who are confused about their own gender. No doubt you've heard it. Hey, if you don't let them have this health care, then they're going to take their own lives, and you don't want to be responsible for that, do you? Well, it turns out it's time to trust the science. And what is the conclusion? According to a really big study at the University of Texas, I think there's even two of them. Nevertheless, the one from Texas focused on 107,000 patients, 18 and older, that have, quote, gender dysphoria. Some underwent the surgery. Others didn't. And what were the consequences? Well, what do you know? Rates of depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, and substance use disorders were significantly higher among those who went under the knife. No, that's impossible. That study must be flawed. That can't possibly be what's happening, because we keep telling ourselves and everybody else that if you don't let people get mutilated by a surgeon, it's your fault and you're terrible. Well, it turns out that those who do go through those procedures are more miserable and have higher suicide rates. And so this means the tables really should be turned on this conversation. You're the not nice one. You want people to go through that and kill themselves? I say it's time we turn the narrative around here and start revealing what we knew from common sense and now is being verified by science, that it's not good for people to do contra God things to their body. He's made them a certain way. What a wonderful word we can bring to these people. Don't do that. Don't do that. He wants you this way. He made you this way. We'll get it sorted. Don't go under the knife and don't take all of those chemicals, which will just goof up your body like nobody's business. Males with surgery had depression rates 25% compared to males without surgery, 11%, so double the number. And the number's pretty much the same thing for women also. These findings suggest surgery alone doesn't eliminate the complex psychological burdens that stem from societal stigma and personal struggles with identity. Well, I would cast off that the suicidal ideations from societal stigma. It's good when society has norms and encourages you to get within the lines. Now, the lines in some instances are broader or narrower, but a society needs lines, and that's good for people. Now, there was something that I just saw, and it was an individual who felt pressure to not go under the knife, I believe. So they didn't because they thought, oh, the world is going to look askance at me if I'm confused about my gender. So I'm not going to come out about it. And what do you know? They worked through it. Now married with kids. Societal pressure can actually be a good thing. It's one of God's curbs. It's one of God's ways of keeping the society under control. When we conclude there are certain things that are normative, certain things that are not, there's natural law and there's unnatural. And we want people to stay inside of those lines, not just to have an orderly society, but for human flourishing. These differences, same among females. Surgeries aimed to feminize individuals showed particularly high rates of depression and substance abuse 2 years after the procedures. So in other words, the boys that think that they're going to become a girl by going through this process, they end up wanting to kill themselves. Currently, according to a 2022 study, apparently there are supposedly maybe 1.4 million American adults identifying as trans. I don't think we should be deceived by that number. It's a social contagion. And the kids these days, they're jumping on that train because it gets them some attention. It gets them what they're craving. somebody to care or think that they're special. And so I don't think that number is accurate of people who are like deeply, profoundly confused. It's trendy. It's a trend I never thought that I'd see, but nevertheless, it's trendy. And speaking of which, okay, I'm not going to name names here. Not that we're opposed to that, but I happen to know a young man who's going to Kennesaw State University, keeps taking pictures of kids on campus walking around dressed up with bunny ears and cat tails, and they're furries. They're presenting themselves as an animal. And we as a society don't have the love to say, hey, let's take off those paws and have a chat, shall we? See if we can get this sorted for you. What kind of a society doesn't love people enough to confront them with the truth? When working through Matthew 23 right now at Alpharetta Bible Church, I'm telling you, Jesus confronted people with the truth. It's not nasty. It's not belittling. It's not intended to degrade. It is intended to be loving and to help people and to point out, hey, you're doing this all wrong here. And that we're letting, as a society, as we're letting people live under the deception they're a cat, whew, that is not loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, I'm not entirely sure about this because there was another article at the zerohedge.com. Here's the headline: trans surgeries increase risk of suicidal ideation according to an Oxford study. Now, I'm not really good at geometry, but I don't think Oxford and Texas are close on the map. So I think it's a different study. This was from their Academic Journal of Sexual Medicine. They took a look at over 100,000 patients, so that's why I suspect it's the same study. But nevertheless, the research suggests those who pursue such procedures face a markedly higher risk of mental health challenges compared to those who do not. You and I aren't shocked by that. From the article, this challenges the narrative that so-called gender-affirming surgeries universally improve mental health well-being by alleviating gender dysphoria. Instead, surgical interventions don't address root causes of psychological distress and actually exacerbate them. Let's turn the narrative, shall we? And as long as we're in England, from the Mirror. This article, I couldn't read the whole thing. I tried. It was pretty long, if I remember. Like 6 pages long. It was a glowing expose on it's actually a woman and a guy who got pregnant, but the one guy thinks that he's, no, the, see? This shouldn't be this complex. If we're talking about what is the chemical makeup of this bottle of water? I can understand that getting complex. How a cell phone works, I get genders. Boy, who's a boy, who's a girl, who can have babies, who can't have babies? I mean, just shouldn't be this difficult. So here's the headline. I'm the UK's first man to fall pregnant naturally. And I want more kids. That is such a leap. Because his assumption is that even though he's a girl, okay, even though she's a girl who's, you know, taking all kinds of testosterone and growing a little bit of facial hair, that doesn't make you a man. Painting your nails doesn't make you a chick. Putting a tail on your vertebrae, on the lower vertebrae, doesn't make you a cat. It's offensive to cats, frankly, and it should be offensive to women, and it should be offensive. Oh, you've got some whiskers. I guess you're a dude, because that's all it takes. You just got to have some facial hair. Talk about offensive. And this article, it is absolutely glowing. It's just, here's how it starts. It's a heartwarming story of a family life in a leafy English suburb, where mums push baby buggies and grandparents help out. Malachi is the first female to male trans man. You doing the math on that? I would need a graph to read this article. He's the first female-to-male trans man in the UK ever to have conceived a baby naturally. It's an effort to do what? To persuade us, let's just embrace that. Let's accept that. Nope, we don't, because we're loving and we trust the science. And this isn't good for people. This thing was such a mess. So this woman who just had a baby with a man, who apparently used to just be with men, actually had top surgery. So now you've had a baby and you can't even feed your own child. It's not loving to not speak up. This is Wretched Radio.
25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, we're grateful. What started as Wretched Radio has grown into something remarkable. Today, as part of Fortis Institute, we're reaching more believers than ever before. Our daily podcasts and radio shows, video content, and biblical resources continue to strengthen local churches and equip the saints, just as we've done for 25 years. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. You've helped us reach millions with the unchanging truth of God's Word. As we celebrate this milestone, we're reminded that our mission remains the same, serving the King of Kings by strengthening His church. Join us at FortisInstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Someone you love is grieving. You want to help, but what do you say? This Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it's a Fortis Institute webinar with Fortis Institute fellow Tim Challies, because mourning those who mourn isn't just about showing up. It's about knowing how to bring real biblical comfort in the hardest moments. When do you speak? When do you stay silent? How do you pray with someone in deep sorrow? How do you remind them of God's goodness without sounding dismissive? Grief is not a problem to fix. It's a burden to bear. Jesus wept, Paul encouraged, and the church carries one another. Are you prepared? If not, join us this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a free Fortis Institute webinar, Comforting Those Who Mourn. You can register now at fortisinstitute.org/webinar. That's fortisinstitute.org/webinar. Because at some point, someone in your life will need you.
Hermeneutics. A vital part of biblical hermeneutics is an understanding of genre. One genre we find in Scripture is narrative. Narratives tell us of real events with real people in real places at a real time. Not everything we read in narratives is condoned by God, but everything we read is part of God working out His plan for the world. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's official. America is back. This is Wretched Radio. A lot of pundits telling us the confidence of America, it's back. Common sense, it's returned. Well, I think I have an article that demonstrates you better believe it, baby. Melania Trump announces return of White House Easter egg roll. There you go, Jimmy. We are.
Oh, I've been missing that.
Christianity is back. And you say, well, don't you prefer that over when Joe Biden signed some Trans Day celebration thing? And it's like, well, no, here it is right here. It was on Transgender Day of Visibility. We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and created equally throughout their lives. No, I don't like that, but I don't like National Easter Egg Rolls either. It has nothing to do with it. You want to do an egg roll? If the White House decided, hey, we're going to do a spring festival celebrating the longer days and the budding of the trees, and we're gonna boil some eggs and color them and go find them. Knock yourself out, but take Easter out of it. It has nothing to do with Easter. And historically, if we've learned anything, please open up, kids. All right, kids, gather on. First Lady's going to read to you. This year, we're going to read the narrative from the Gospel of Matthew. No, it's some dopey Easter bunny story. And I'm sorry to be jealous, but I don't want the government distorting what Easter is about. It ain't about eggs. And by the way, neither is the Trinity. I think maybe I knew about this, but I just this week was reading that somebody said the Trinity is like an egg. No, it's not. Well, you see, you got the eggshell and you got the yolk and then you got the white stuff. What is
the egg whites?
The egg whites. That's well, I was going for the more scientific name, but if you want to dumb it down, fine. The egg whites. No, that's not what the Trinity is like. Those are three separate entities. They're different from one another. Three persons, one God, three persons. One essence. We've got to make sure we protect our Trinitarian theology. And frankly, we should be protecting Easter. And once again this year, if there's ever a groan in heaven, it might be during Sunday morning church services in evangelical churches in America that can't even find their way to the gospel, that can't even present the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ being God's receipt on the payment for our sins and the death burial of Jesus Christ. It's a magnificent Sunday, and all of these churches, they're going to do their Easter egg drops, and they're going to do their gut bunnies showing up, and the pastor's going to do something dopey and silly, and they can't find their way to the gospel. I'm telling you, in great measure, the evangelical church has lost the scent. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Here's really more positive nudes besides I almost said nudes.
Those aren't positive.
Well, it's because oh, how big would a box of crack have to be for me to sit in a corner and consume it before I could come up with these headlines? All right, this is a different story. This is from CNN. This is our world. This is Germany. Clothed troublemakers, supposedly, are banned from nudist beaches. So the government is protecting the beaches for nude people so that people with clothes on them don't disrupt what it is they're doing in their birthday suits. You following along with this world? This is the world we live in. It used to be that, what, you want to go to a nudist colony? What is the matter? You want a nudist beach? What are we, France? And all of a sudden, if you go to one with clothes on, then you're the terrorist. You're the bad guy. Staggering. Now, that's not the story I was looking for. News. I meant to say news, not news. Democrats sickened by Newsom's comments on men and women's sports.
What could he have possibly said?
Well, I think to his credit, apparently starting a podcast, and he had his first guest, Charlie Kirk. And I believe they were talking about the aforementioned study about trans surgeries not actually helping people. And apparently Governor Newsom said some things that appear to be sympathetic toward a conservative standpoint, a position of there's two genders and we need to help these people. And for it, wow, did he take a beating? Isn't that telling? He said, it's deeply unfair to women, deeply unfair that a man participates in women's sports. Scott Wiener, an openly gay Democrat, state senator from San Francisco, he expressed his disappointment in Newsom, whom he praised for having many courageous moments over the decades supporting LGBTQ people. Quote, he has taken political hits for doing so. I and so many will be forever grateful for that courage. But this is not one of those moments. Charlie Kirk is a vile bigot. Hey, that's judging. Charlie Kirk is a vile bigot, and standing with him on this issue is profoundly disturbing. So maybe Gavin Newsom, kind of reading the tea leaves, going, this ain't a winning issue. He's trying to maybe moderate a little bit. And what does he get? Shellacked. Equality California. This is a leading LGBT advocacy organization, said in a statement, it's disappointment and angered by Newsom's comments. This is why I don't want to be a total, complete, wet blanket drag, just a partial one. Let's be glad that there's some positive legislation. No, it's not legislation. It's executive orders that are being signed. The wall is being built. That's cool. We love that. But this undertow, this spiritual, moral undertow in our country, it cannot be fixed with an auto pen. I'm sorry, that was the last administration. Did you see that? I can't remember the details, but like out of like 400 pieces of legislation or executive orders, one was actually signed by Joe Biden. The rest were auto pens. Who was in charge there? Who knows? The point is that an executive order can't fix the problem. Can't fix it. And that is why I'm telling you, if we want to see a nation changed, then we've got to go in and do heart surgery. That's the only thing that is going to fix this. And I can't tell you, we just posted a video on this. I think it's doing, a lot of people are watching it, Jimmy. The one that Dalton, where Dalton went to the University of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, he shared with me that the president of the University of Kentucky got up before the freshmen to say, hey, if you're here and you come here with a Christian worldview, you're a religious person, you need to know we're going to do everything we can to dismantle that, break it down and deconstruct you so that you can have your own worldview. What? Who do you think you are? Unbelievable. And that's what happens. And so many kids go to university. They come out of evangelical homes. And the next thing you know, they're going, they're, let's just politely state it as the party lifestyle. And they're miserable. And they feel like they violated their consciences because they've rejected the faith of their family and they're feeling miserable. Well, guess what? They would like somebody to talk to them. I know it. I see it. I experience it. We saw it with these revivals that are breaking out, which can be a bit of a hash. They can be some good, some bad, some a mixture of all of those things. We got to get to the campuses, y'all. We got to get there. They will talk to you. They will have conversations with you because they're either, and this is what we're putting together. I think we've got five of these. Dalton is working on this. By the way, hey, this is positive. We started to hear from people at universities saying, yeah, we'd like for Fortis Institute to come to our campus all over the country. And we're super excited about that. So keep, if you're a campus ministry, you're involved in campus ministry and you can get us on the campus. In other words, you can secure a room for us. We'll send you the posters. You got to print them. We'll pay for airfare, lodging, all of that stuff. We just want to be a blessing to your campus. And we've got five different programs. One of them is, hey, did you come to campus and your Christian faith is in a bit of a tatter right now? Let's talk. Or trying to sort out reality, trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Has secular humanism let you down? Let's talk. Third one would be emotional issues, depressed, anxious, lonely. We'll bring Greg Gifford for that one. Hey, young man, Are you trying to sort it and maybe determining Andrew Tate shouldn't be your role model? Well, we'll bring Adam Tyson for that one. Hey, have you been persuaded that maybe the Bible is false because of the origin lie that's told on university campuses called evolution? We'll bring Jason Lyle in. And I think five people responded, five different campuses have contacted us already. Are you one of them? Send an email to Dalton@FortisInstitute.org. Church, kids are willing to talk. All we need to do is go. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.